Ryan Thompson here with a chance to talk cross-country with Sioux Central coach Keith Stober. And Keith, we record this for the Coach's Corner at stormlakeradio.com and also for halftime of Sioux Central versus Alt Aurelia football. You've had a couple of meets thus far. First of all, going back to Tuesday of this week in Esterville, and let's get a recap of that, if you could, as your boys placed fourth at that meet and the girls wound up eighth.
Yes, we ran in Esterville on Tuesday night, like you said, Ryan, and we ran very well for our second meet of the season. We started off running at Milford the previous week, and it was a nice warm summer day there, so our times didn't really perform as well as you'd like to see at the beginning of the season, but we came back, bounced back at the Esterville meet, and ran very well. Like you said, our boys ended up finishing fourth overall, losing to a bunch of high-end schools in Humboldt, Spirit Lake, and Spencer. We had three varsity medalists on the boys' side, and Dalton DeMars was our second-place finisher there. Dawson Hatch and Eli Hoffman also medaled in the top 30 on that meet. On the girls' side, we had one medalist in the varsity race, and that was Michaela Nims.
And the fact that most of your runners ran their personal best times that night, definitely encouraging.
Oh, that is very encouraging, especially as the season starts. You know, we're a fairly young squad still, only having two or three seniors in our group. So that means we have a lot of improvement, and this season should be very interesting for us.
You mentioned a few names in the Esterville recap. Can you tell us about more of the members of the Sioux Central cross-country squads?
Sure. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that stepped up this year, and quite a few new faces to our team. So the rest of our boys varsity team is going to consist of David Goodburn, Levi Marcoux, Rudy Legarza, and Manuel Menchaca. All of those guys are fairly new in the running, except for Levi. He's our lone sophomore that returned from last year's team. And they all performed very well at the Esterville meet, and we're looking forward to them coming up and seeing what they can do. On our girls' side, we have Aaron Strohmeyer, Cammy Smith, Melissa Lansink, Anna Ehlers, and Sydney Vanderhoff, usually running on our varsity squad as well. And like I said, most of our kids are fairly young, and so we're looking forward to see what they do. We do have a few JV runners that I'd like to also mention that are all pushing extremely hard, working to get their times down to maybe even squeak in on some of those varsity spots. On our boys' side, we have Jonah Cooney and Brady Etherington, who both are working hard to push our numbers, 6-7 runners, to keep us moving forward. And on the girls' side, we have runners like Maya White and Sydney Thompson that are just getting into the groove, and we're going to see how well they perform this season.
I'm wondering, how does that course run in Esterville?
It's a fairly nice course. There are a couple fairly good hills in there, similar to our course over in Sioux Rapids, which we're going to run next Thursday. But the first mile and a half is somewhat flat and zigzaggy. But then after that, you get to run a couple hills. And then, of course, the interesting thing about the Esterville meet is you finish going straight up a hill. So.
Okay. And Dalton DeMars had a standout season last year, and I'm sure he's primed and ready to make another run at state this year.
Yep. He is working hard trying to get to that next level. Of course, he finished second and fifth in the last couple meets, so we're working on getting that time down. Hopefully that we can see that happen again this year.
And next up on Saturday, September 12th, coming up next for you, you'll be in Holstein, part of that meet. And I had forgotten until I took a look at the list recently of all the schools that take part in that meet. Pretty incredible.
Yes, that will be a wonderful meet to get to go to evaluate where everyone runs, especially in the northwest part of Iowa. Holstein is a great meet to go to where you get to experience, I think there's close to 20 schools that will be over there. So we'll get a real chance to evaluate where we're sitting and what we need to do to improve this season.
And then you run in Sioux Rapids then next Thursday, is that what you said?
That's correct. We'll be running our home meet on Thursday.
All right, some comments from Sioux Central cross-country coach Keith Stober. Keith, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck as you go forward.
Hey, thank you, Ryan.